Other than COVID, politics is dominating headlines this week. But according to a new survey, more than half of Australians couldn't name a political achievement, event or a politician who had a positive impact in 2020. You can believe it, though, because of what's happening with politics, the debates that go on. It's crazy. But this year, politicians all around the place have done a great job with COVID-19. In Queensland, they have, keeping us safe. The border decisions, you know, that you can make your own mind up about that. New South Wales kept people safe. With me is former Labor opposition leader, federal opposition leader, Simon Crean, to talk to us about this issue. How are you, Simon?
Good, Neil. How are you?
It's really great to talk to you. How have you been? Good?
Yeah, been very well.
That's
time
great.
Goes quickly outside of it.
Exactly right. Now, you've been around politics a long time. Are you surprised people aren't engaged, especially during COVID? They would have seen more of politicians this year than any other time in their life.
Yes, it has lifted engagement, but it's still got to be lifted further, Neil. I think the reason for the disengagement is part of what you've already touched on, and that is they just see the constant bickering going on and little achievement by way of outcomes. COVID has changed that to a large extent because people have seen that there is a coming together. The National Cabinet has been seen as an important step forward. And they've seen leaders basing their decisions in the public interest based on evidence, based on what the scientists and the medical profession is telling them. And you're right, it has lifted, but it's from a very low base. And I think the low base reflects the fact that what we've seen is polarisation to a significant extent over the last 10 years in politics. And that has seen the trend in terms of the, if you like, the trust in our institutions to be able to achieve outcomes decline. We want to get it back up, and this prize is part of the exercise to get that engagement back up by recognising what are the qualities that make a good leader and rewarding them accordingly.
This survey that we're talking about, where Australians aren't engaging in politics, is conducted for the MacKinnon Prize, right? That's the prize you're talking about. It recognises political leaders at all levels of government. I'm going to come to that prize in one sec. Before I get there, the last 36 hours of the state election campaign in Queensland has been bogged down in a blue over whether some property developers went to a lunch with Deb Frecklington, not even whether they donated, whether they were at a lunch. Is it that level of bickering that you're talking about, Simon Crean?
It's part of it, but I think that goes to a different aspect, and that's the accountability side of it and the transparency of the way in which leadership and politicians make their decisions. Now, the MacKinnon Prize, the MacKinnon Foundation, which is promoting this prize, does call for that greater accountability, that greater transparency, and those processes have to run their course. But no, I think it's more what I'm talking about, Neil, is the fact, take energy policy, for example, and you look at the positions of both parties, they would seem to be poles apart, and yet there's quite a deal of common ground there.
Yeah.
Why can't they bridge the difference? Why can't they, like the National Cabinet, come together as the major parties across the aisle and sort out their differences rather than leave it to haggling with the independents? I think that's the aspect I'm talking about. And it goes to a whole range of issues, but I think energy policy is a good case in point. It relates to the whole issue of, you know, the climate change agenda. People have different strength of views, but I think there's a lot of common ground in this, and young people in particular, and they're the ones that are most disengaged. They're calling out for action on climate change. They have to be listened to. And if we're going to be encouraging future young leaders, I think we've got to give them confidence that the present leadership is capable of addressing their concerns in a civil, organised and constructive way.
Yeah, we'll have to find them on social media. So the MacKinnon Prize was won by Gladys Berejiklian last year. She won it. She's a Look, she's done a great job with COVID-19. She's got herself in a pickle. We know that at the moment. But I just wanted to say, Simon Crean, nominations for the McKinnon Political Leader of the Year Award and the McKinnon Emerging Political Year of the Award are now open. Yep. McKinnonprize.org.au/nominate. So McKinnon Prize. Search McKinnon Prize, MCKINNO, and you'll find it. Thanks for joining us on 4BC Breakfast, Simon Crean. And it's good to hear that life's well for you.
Okay. Thanks, Neil, to you and your listeners, and get them to encourage to think about good leadership in politics and nominate them for this. That would be a great thing.
Yeah, and it is a problem that we have in society with engagement with politics, and it's up to us. It's a democracy, and it's up to us, the voters, to lead the way. Thanks very much, Simon Crean.